guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish.
Let me try that cheesecake.
Is that ice cream?
That's a shake. That's milk and ice cream.
Take a cookie.
Sir, jelly donut, sir!
A jelly donut?
They got a baby Ruth.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Who had coconut?
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Your wife's cookies are out of this world.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
Someone's got a sweet tooth in the control room today on the takeaway. All dessert all the time, right, Rafer?
Nice. I love it. Snozzberries.
Pretty good. Snozzberries. That's Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and for us here at the takeaway here with your weekend movie reviews. Rafer, it's great to have you.
Hi, Todd.
We have Itzhak, film about Itzhak Perlman, legendary classical violinist, and also the new Tomb Raider reboot that we're going to talk about in just a second. I have some Tomb Raider trivia just to start.
Oh, boy.
Listen to this old documentary clip, Rafer, about the making of Tomb Raider.
The number of visitors to has more than doubled in the last 12 months. In the next few years, more foreigners will explore these temples than ever before in their thousand-year history.
We bleeped out the name of the temples. Your question is, name those ancient temples they're referring to there that plays a prominent role. Let's talk about the new Tomb Raider with Alicia Vikander. Here's a clip.
That's the one.
That's right in the middle of the Devil's Sea. You might as well tie a stone to your foot and jump off the boat now.
It'll be an adventure.
Death is not an adventure.
Is death an adventure, right?
That depends on how you look at it, Todd. I don't know if you are a fan of the original Tomb Raider movies. I was not. Those movies don't really have a lot to offer, I would say. And I think what always bugged me about them was that she was so superhuman, unstoppable, unkillable, faster than everybody, smarter than everybody. This is a whole new Lara Croft. It's, you know, Alicia Vikander is vulnerable. She's human. She's rugged, she's athletic, but she doesn't actually know what she's doing. This is sort of an origin story. She's going in search of her father, who was also an adventurer. But she's just kind of an aimless kid, you know, sort of in London, you know, kind of scrapping around the city and gets herself involved in this adventure. So it's fun to kind of watch her learn and grow, as they say, which you never got to see in the old Angelina Jolie movie.
She's vulnerable, and it sounds like that gives Alicia Vikander a chance to not just flip off of giant statues and vines, but to act.
That's exactly right. You know, she doesn't carry a gun in this film. You know, Angelina Jolie always had two strapped to her thighs. Alicia's got none. You know, she really doesn't actually, she's not really a superhero figure. She's figuring it out and trying to kind of understand the woman she's going to become, I guess. I'll tell you, I was not expecting much from Tomb Raider at all, but I was really pleasantly surprised. I found it really fun. Still a hokey kind of Indiana Jones ripoff, as these movies always will be. But I was actually really pleasantly surprised by this.
And the plot line in the hokey Indiana Jones ripoff, I mean, there's only one Indiana Jones, and every time you try to go back there, it can be a huge challenge.
Of course.
Aside from her performance, which sounds like it was really, really good, does the story have something to offer?
You know, the story is, again, if you're a Lara Croft fan, you know this story, you know, the missing father. Again, there's always sort of a Belloc figure from Indiana Jones. This time it's Walton Goggins, who I think is a great actor, and he never lets you down. So, you know, again, like, I think the story is a little bit secondary, let's say. I think you're mostly there for the action and the fun. And I think for Vikander, who I think is really good, and I will tell you, I don't often look forward to sequels, but this one, I would kind of like to see it.
That's Tomb Raider, the brand new Tomb Raider. So let's move from action-adventure based on a video game to this. Legendary violinist Itzhak Perlman, who is the star of the new film Itzhak from director Alison Chernick.
Yeah, this is an American Masters piece. It will be on American Masters later this year, but it's in theaters now. It's a very warm and fuzzy documentary. It's kind of your chance to hang out with a giant of the classical music world and sort of, you know, walk along next to him as he goes about his daily life. You get to see him, you know, fly to Israel for a concert with Zubin Mehta and then come back and back up Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. You know, my favorite is when he goes to visit his favorite violin maker, get a repaired done, kind of the way you and I would get our shoes resold. You know, that's just sort of his life. Alan Alda's here for dinner. Can I make you some soup? You know, not a deep dive. And I do kind of, my question is, I know nothing about classical music, really almost literally nothing, yet I know who Perlman is. Why is that? What is it that he's done? What is his influence? Why do we all kind of know this guy, even if we don't know that much about this rarefied world? The film doesn't really answer that so much, but he's a really warm, endearing, sweet guy and a lot of fun to hang around.
What does it take for a classical music musician, and there are very few, who've permeated pop culture to the extent that they appear on Sesame Street with Muppets, which Chuck Perlman did, Yo-Yo Ma's another, and beyond that, not very many.
Sure, Pavarotti, you know, going back a little bit, Leonard Bernstein maybe, but, you know, yeah, there aren't that many of them, and it is always a question, why do we know these guys? And the movie doesn't quite answer that, but like I say, it's fun, it's sweet, it's nice to kind of be able to feel like you've gotten up close with this guy.
And he's a real kind of grandpa character now, is Cochrane.
Very avuncular, very good joke teller, I would say. He's got a very good joke about Pushkin, if that's your thing.
If that's your thing.
but it's, you know, it's nice. His wife, Toby, it comes across really well in this film. They make a really endearing couple. So, you know, a lot of fun.
All right, Reefer, let's go back to your Tomb Raider trivia before we go. I played you a clip from an old documentary talking about ancient temples made modern famous by Tomb Raider. What were those temples?
I'm going to say, if I'm right, that I was there before Tomb Raider, Todd. Angkor Wat in Cambodia?
Angkor Wat in Cambodia, UNESCO World Heritage Site from 1992, and you visited apparently before everyone else discovered
it. I was an early adopter of Angkor Wat.
Raefer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks, Raefer.
Thanks, Todd.